Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Kell reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel scores. Minoso moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is walked intentionally. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trux fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is called out on strikes. One out. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aganez takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to third. Aganez moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus misplays the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Niemann goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with trucks covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from White and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aganis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball towards right. Jensen settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jensen. Scherzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. Niemann moves to second. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Minoso is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to third. One out. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aganis hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera bunts towards third. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Ed McGee pinch runs for Willard Marshall. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGee moves to third. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGee tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.